Welcome back to the Ball Live Broadcast, the podcast that probably roll ass. It's your boy Shaw Live, aka Shaw the God, aka Oh My God. It's almost spring break. And I'm gonna go behind my neck. Hopefully my dogs scoop it up and we don't have no technical difficulty.
Oh yeah, scoop that bitch up and goddamn back with dunk that motherfucker. Cause it's your boy L Dottie. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy. I'm out here. I'm grinding, still working, goddamn. I-95 boy right now. But you know, I'm still here to give you that content, baby. Content over everything. We out here.
Ooh. Hey, so listen. Yo. We just gonna go straight into it, and we gonna go into the drink of the day. Hey, boy, you grind the hard out there, ain't you?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Well, while L. Dottie get his life together,
I gotta remember to mute my mic and shit. I forgot I got a whole bunch of background noise in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the big dog, so.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, like I said, we're going to go straight into our drink of the day. The fact that tomorrow, after tomorrow, spring break kicks off. We going into spring ball season. It's been a long first half of the school year. School year. This is going about over. So I'm going Makers straight tonight. Talk to them. And L. Dottie over there.
Well, you know, I don't drink and drive, man. So yeah, you know, I'm on that goddamn Powerade out here. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stay
hydrated. The purple kind.
The purple kind. That's the best kind to get, dog. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
But you want that Makers, man. That Makers is a good drink, though.
Man, of course, man. Let me tell the people a little bit about this Makers, man. So, this is some Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey handmade. Come on now. Distilled, aged, bottled by the Makers Mark Distillery Incorporated, Star Hill Farm, Loretto, Kentucky, USA. You know them country boys out there ain't got nothing else to do but make
good liquor.
45% alcohol volume. Hey, can't beat this, man. Can't beat it. I always like the bottle.
Yeah, the bottle be fire.
But yeah, you know.
Hey man, take a shot for me, bro.
Hey, there you go, and it's done.
My guy.
Wouldn't be right unless we went into our blackout.
Blackout.
And today for my blackout, I want to shout out Race for Achievement Scholars. As you can see on the shirt, Scholars Hoops. Follow us on Instagram _R4A_scholars on Instagram R4A scholars. Just type R4A scholars, it'll come up. Follow us. This is a program that I started about 6 years ago. We have a lot of black and brown youth that play for us, and we use basketball as a tool or a bridge to be accepted to be a mentor to these young men to try to help them make the proper decisions in life. And even if they don't make the proper decisions, because, you know, even as adults, sometimes we don't as well, just pointing them in the right direction and giving them the knowledge that we have for them to be able to make their judgment in their life for themselves, probably having more information than we would have ever had.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, yeah, for my blackout, man, I'm going to just keep it nice and simple as you see, man. Shout out black-owned businesses out there trying to, you know, make it, out there working hard to make sure y'all grow, y'all out there doing y'all thing, that the hustle continues, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to y'all. That's my blackout.
That's his blackout. All right. Well, what we got going on in the world, L. Dottie? Talk to the people, man. What these aliens on Earth done in the past week? What's going on?
Hey, bro, it's a lot going on, bro. You got your racial shit. You got couples breaking up. You got niggas beating bitches. What did you pick up for? I think we should start with the obvious, man. LSU versus Iowa, was it?
Yes. LSU versus Iowa. Let's start there. Where we gonna start?
All right.
Let's start with the game. Get out, lad. Get out. Oh. But the game, LSU came out there and beat on them girls from the beginning to the end. Sometimes it got close, but LSU always pushed away. Personally, I was rooting for LSU for obvious reasons. If you got to ask why, then just ask why, but I won't. but I was rooting for LSU, but it seems as though everybody in the building was pulling for Iowa. While they had a strong fan base, so I don't know what it was about the LSU players. I don't know if it was the brown bag test or what, but for whatever reason, they were frowned upon, not only in the media, but also within the game. You can literally hear the cheers for Iowa and the boos for LSU. And don't get me wrong, you can see later that they had fans in the building, a good bit of fans in the building, but it was overwhelmingly boos for LSU and cheers or gripes and moans about the calls that were being called against Iowa. L. Dottie is frozen. Raven, are you there? Are we here? All right, so hey, listen, things happen. So what I want all of you to do is grab a glass. Come on, Trav, grab a glass. For y'all that don't know, Trav, we gonna put Trav on there. Trav wants to know how we got T-Pain on here. I guess that's a Shaw Live Dreads joke. Sorry, we just gonna get us some going. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We on this makers tonight. All right. And I want y'all to take this shot with me. But long story short, the way that I feel about the game is I wanted LSU to win, And I wanted LSU to win because they were not, for LSU, and they were not for, LSU for obvious reasons. Yeah, that's what he said.
Shout out,
So Raven, I know you're just joining. So this is what Trav said. And I guess he's referring to me.
Of course he did. Did he pin her ass down?
Larry's getting off right now. But we were talking about, because we are in the middle of a podcast, Larry. We were talking about LSU and Iowa. And I had just gave. So right now we were just talking about the game, but I pretty much summed that up about how you can hear through, at least me, I can hear through the TV, that there was a strong presence of Iowa fans in there, or people that wanted Iowa to win.
Yes.
So I danced around that, but yes, Raven. Yes, that's what we just covered. So shoot, my bad. I just want you to know that's what we were in that space, and we could go into that next part.
No, I mean, Iowa's middle America. White folks feel like they're losing their power. Iowa's also very close to like Indiana, where, you know, they think basketball was created. Well, I guess it was created there, but, you know, it's just real white. And so for these country girls from LSU to come show up and show out, you know, these folks couldn't take it. And Jill Biden need to go somewhere and sit down. Because when in the history of sports has both teams come to the White House after winning anything, the winner only shows up. Two was not a winner, and three, nobody remembers, okay? So they should have never been in the conversation. She should have tweeted about them, nothing. So get out of here.
Oh, no, I agree.
I know you got to do the basketball analytical part of everything, but you were pussyfooting a little bit, dog. Like, what the fuck going on? Like, when the hell do two teams ever go to the fucking White House? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it got part to do with, you know, the young black lady. Excuse me, I don't know her name, but I did hear that, you know, what's her name?
Angel Reese.
Okay, Miss Reese got down, you know, with beating ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? And something I heard about, some gesture that the white girl from Iowa made, and, you know, when they was winning, she turned around and made the Tony, yeah, you can't see me, you know what I'm saying? And she turned around and did the same thing, and it was a big uproar. You know what I'm saying? So now that you mentioned Iowa being like middle America, it kind of makes sense that we can't let this black girl come up here, you know, from Louisiana, you know, starting in the White House just because she won. We need to give second place prizes as well. I don't know, man. That's kind of fishy.
So first and foremost, I agree with both of you. I'm going to throw that out there. I agree with both of you that, but all of that, except for the part of this little black girl that came from Louisiana that did the same thing, because she did not. First of all, yeah, she's from Baltimore. I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to leave that what I said. She's from Baltimore. We don't leave that there. And not only that, she did like this to them in their face. That's a little different. Caitlin was walking away doing this. She was in that girl's face doing this, and then stopped pointing to her ring finger. Not to mention, the girl never did it to her.
You losing. You're a loser. That's what happened when you lose. Motherfuckers get up in your face and show you what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that little white bitch, dog. Like, shit, fuck you. Fuck you. And your trip to the White House.
Maybe. This all may be true. But that don't make it right. That don't make it right.
Two wrongs don't make it right, but we even. And so if they didn't have outlash for Caitlyn, they facts. Should have outlash for
Caitlyn.
That's where
facts.
They need to be.
Facts. Well, the girl did not go and do this. And this is how close she was to that girl thing.
Caitlyn was talking crap to that other team. Remember when it was dapping up the other team? When Iowa won that last game, and she said something to that girl, and that girl pushed her in the shoulder to get her to help.
I know what's going on.
That's the shit. She don't wanna start nothing, so she gotta keep her distance. You know what I'm saying?
But Shotty is with the shit, are you, Shot?
Hold on, time out, Raven. Time out, Raven. Don't do this to me, Raven. Raven, don't do this to me. Aren't you a USC girls basketball thing?
First of all, let me say this. Now I'm on the podcast a little lit. I just left Afrotech. That's my blackout. Blackout Afrotech Charlotte. It was lit. I'm a little lit.
They do it every Wednesday.
No, this is their first one. You know, they hosted happy hours all throughout the country. This was their first one in Charlotte. But the true Afrotech, and it was good to see upwardly mobile Black people in the tech space all come together at Weathered Souls, which is also a Black-owned brewery, South End, and we had a great time tonight. But yeah, so I'm just leaving a whole bunch of great Blackness, and I feel like
And Shot over here trying to. Shot over here trying
all
to bring
the snow
to the table. We don't want none of your snow.
It won't be saying. But I'm all for it, so fuck it. Have a black shit.
Hey, say something about both teams going to the White House, bro. What you think about that? Like, when do runner-ups end up going to the White House?
Listen. I'm sorry, I'm old-fashioned. Second place ain't nothing but the biggest loser. You lose on the biggest stage. That's all.
Listen, Angel asked Michelle to invite them to her house, and I hope Michelle invites them to her and Barack's house. Invite the whole LSU team to Barack and Michelle's house and let it be.
No, Raven.
Jill and Joe anyway.
That's Raven, fine. No. No, Larry, stop that. See, that's what's wrong with you Black people. Stop inviting people to other people's houses. It'd be nice if they go to the Obama's house. Like, those people don't want these people showing up at their house. They're not at the White House no more. No, we don't got to do that no more. We can be regular people.
That should be fire, man. Let them go kicking with old Joe. You know what I'm saying? If he make it,
what's the oldest Obama daughter?
Aaliyah.
So when one of them daggone girls on LSU done turn her out, then what y'all gonna say then?
She probably already turned out before they got there. How you mean?
Malia not the one, it's Sasha on the low. Sasha about that life, but you ain't here for me.
Before I say something, how old
you
is Sasha?
You on the Obamas? That's jacked up, Raven. She's gonna get you a little drink in your system. You come back telling on the Obamas.
Are they legal?
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Yeah. They probably been pussy bumping already, dog. How you mean?
Oh, that's illegal. You can't say that. You can't say that. Oh, they gonna get us. Please take it back. No, Obama's gonna get us.
Take it back. Content over everything. My bad, Obama. Yeah, content over everything. Yeah. I can't say that. That was the lie.
I don't know. First of all, I don't know. I definitely know you can't talk about Michelle Obama. in America to nobody. You can't talk about Barack Obama to black people. So I just feel bad for the kids. You can't talk about them.
Hey, bro, they kids still got to grow up, and they growing up in a fucked up America, dog. So don't be, all right now, don't act like this ain't America, and don't act like them girls ain't probably been sheltered all their life, and they ready to step outside.
This is the perfect segue. Because I'm sure y'all probably didn't talk about this yet. I don't know what y'all talked about. But did y'all watch Swarm?
No. Inform us.
So, you know, Donald Glover created a show called Swarm where it's like based off Beyonce's Beehive. But Malia Obama wrote episode 5 of Swarm, but also Chloe Bailey is one of the stars of Swarm. And you know,
she's fine, dog. I'm sorry, Ray.
A child to a woman, and she has a really epic sex scene in the first like 30 minutes.
Ooh,
of
Chloe?
Oh, Chloe does.
Chloe got a sex scene.
Where the hell have you been for the past?
They show everything. Like, what you mean?
They don't show everything. They just show back shots.
Oh, yeah.
It's her and Daddy and Idris.
Franklin.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So hold on. Now you see ass? No. Like, what you looking at here? What you see?
You see
the cheeks.
You see that little, the arch is right.
Oh, man. Okay. I might just tune in to that part.
Just go watch episode 1?
Yeah, and Photoshop dancing out of that and just see what happens after I do that.
Jeez Louise.
Chloe fine, though, bro. Like, she bad. I hope the industry don't fuck her over like that, man. Because she's, like, naturally beautiful, man.
Well, her album just came out, and she talking real. She talking grown woman talking that album.
Damn, they done got her. Got them.
But we don't know who
they done got her.
So, and she just posted today in some lingerie saying, "Send this to your man. Miss him."
They done got her, dog.
You're thirst trapping.
It's too late. And you think the Obama girls ain't gonna be out here in the streets?
Well, Sasha,
it is a thing today.
Sasha dates Pinky's son.
Oh,
it's Pinky. Hold on. I don't know why Pinky.
Not four star Pinky. Clifton Powell.
Oh, I thought you meant like Pinky.
Yeah. I know him too.
clean that shit up. But I was like, oh, yeah, it's a wrap. Like, what are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, Raven, this ain't helping your case. She at least on camera. She at least on camera. Oh, Lord.
Y'all over here getting on my ass, and she go with Pinky, son, nigga? But you talking about Pinky for Friday.
Yeah, the male Pinky.
Okay.
Well,
he was playing a pimp. Yeah, he was playing a pimp. So
he throw it off too.
Right. So I wish the best for him though, man, but you just gotta know. I just feel like I don't know how they were raised, but I do feel like that they were raised with a little, you know, maybe with a tighter fist because they pops was, you know, the president and shit. So,
you think Obama was
coming up? Huh? No. I mean, like, sheltered maybe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things they probably
They the fucking president's daughter. How about a lot? How about sheltered a lot?
So we're proving my point here. They have been sheltered a lot. Y'all see how excited she was to shake her little cheeks that time when they got her on the camera shaking her little cheeks and stuff. I'm trying to tell you, springtime is coming. She about to be outside, dog. It's about to be bad. Hey, dog, I'm just saying, a little scissoring ain't the worst thing she can do. What's so
up with this? We don't like that.
Where's Jabba?
What's up with that?
Oh, he ain't gonna say shit. Jabba Red Daddy ain't gonna say shit. Give him a couple of dollars.
Is Trump going to jail? Yay or nay?
Trump is definitely not going to jail, but he deserves
it. Hell no. Thanks.
He deserves to go, but he ain't going. He is what America is. And that'd be whatever you could want to be. Huh?
I said, this is America. I was singing Donald Glover again.
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah, but it is. And it's hard. Because that man should be under jail for treason. How about that? Let's start there. Treason. The man raised a war against America.
Well, no, really, what they about to get him
off
for
with his hand.
Money to prostitutes.
No, I know.
What?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. First things first.
Man, you need to do him on that. That's so whack. That is whack. If they convict him on some bullshit like that, it's whack.
He used his campaign money, and campaign money has to be accounted for it down to the penny. And you can't use your campaign money to buy hoes because that ain't the campaign.
What you mean that motivated him to win? What you mean the campaign was grab him by the pussy? He was grabbing the pussy, grab him by the pussy campaign. Like, you know what I'm saying?
A lot.
I see how that coincides.
Right? Yeah, you see. Oh, can I not say the P word?
Oh no. You said whatever you want to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I need to be medically correct here and say vagina?
You probably should. But well, you know,
well, grab him by the vagina. Man, where the hell should I go? Okay, so, but that, I don't know, man. Okay, yeah, you can't be taking campaign money. Let's be serious for a second. You can't be taking campaign money. And that's what I'm saying. Okay, so, that's what you mean. That they're going to get him with the campaign money because he was buying hoes with that shit.
Yeah. And you can't buy hoes. That's prostitution. Oh, okay. That's still illegal. You can't buy hoes and you can't use the campaign for nothing else other than the campaign.
I don't know if prostitution is quite illegal. I think there's a gray area there. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of sex selling out this motherfucker. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you probably can't buy old school prostitutes, you know, like off the streets and shit, sex, but it's prostitution going on.
Is legal on some levels. I don't, but you gotta like know how to finesse it. I don't think you can just go up to a woman, hand her some money and be like, give me some vagina. I don't think you can do that.
Oh, you got
you can use a service. You can, there's roundabout ways you can do it, which makes it legal. But the way he was doing it was very 1986.
Yeah.
You can't do it in 2020 when he was doing, or 2019 when he was doing it.
Oh, okay, I got you. So he just pulled up to the car. She was like, what you want, babe? Like, give me around the world. Right. Give me an around the world experience.
Yes. So the way it's legal is if the government can tax it. So there needs to be a paper trail. You can't just handle the cash for sex.
At least not in person. Online, have at it.
No. You could still take a chick out to dinner and then buy her a purse, and then that's
still whoa, buy her a purse. Oh, hell no, <nah. laughs> buy her a purse.
I think I'm not gonna lie, I think Mr. Trump's way of doing things is straight to the point. It's just,
yes, sir.
If it don't go in your favor, then you end up in a situation like he's in. So, you don't want to play lightly when you try to grab him by the
You know.
I think
the waste. The
just
waste.
Keep your hands to themselves.
And left invited.
Who the hell buying? Who buying prostitute purses? That's crazy.
No, you buy the purse and give them the actual money because then the purse is a gift. Now, they can swap the purse. Purses are, in depending on the purse that you buy, they are an asset, not a liability. So,
gotcha.
Instead of, if this night costs $2,000, I'm not going to give you $2,000. I'm going to go get the Celine and give you that, and now you do with the Celine what you need to. But the Celine was a gift.
$2,000?
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm tripping on, Sean.
What happened to $40?
Yeah, hey, $2,000, bitch. I own you for a little bit. Like, dude, this is a couple of days. Like, I at least need 2 to 3 weeks out of $2,000.
Do you think these galleys from that from off the whaling? These ain't these galleys from West Boulevard. These is high-end escorts. So yes,
I'll be damned if I bust a nut for $2,000, bro. I can't bust no $2,000 nut, dog. I'm sorry. It's so many. It's so
I
much.
I probably more. Could, but I don't want to.
It's so much more. Why bust a $2,000 nut when you can bust a nut that's so much more inexpensive? Like, you can get a nut cheap out this mug. Why you give me $2,000 nuts?
Is the most lucrative business.
I get mine for free.
Yeah, I ain't really paying. I mean, nah, dog. You gotta take it out, bro. You gotta, you know. Court a little bit. You ain't just rolling up by like, yo, let me fuck. That's an anomaly.
Nah, I'm talking about this.
Five.
Oh, yeah, that is free. And it works every time.
Sure.
And it works every time.
And all you gotta do, all you gotta
nobody
do is
knows me.
You ain't gonna worry no more. Be good. No sleep.
Yeah. I guarantee you whoever spending $2,000 on that butt, whoever spent $2,000 on that butt did not use their hand first.
Yeah. Man, because they ain't think about it at all. That's bad.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's nuts. But okay, man, niggas buying $2,000 butt out here, they crazy. But all right, what's next in the world?
Well, Don Lemon.
What's up with your boy, though, Ray?
Who's my boy?
Jonathan Majors.
Oh, y'all didn't Jonathan talk about Majors. Him yet? I just knew y'all talked about him.
Not yet. Not yet. You getting there?
As per usual, the downfall of most black men. The Nubian white woman. That's what's wrong with him. That is what's wrong with him. He ain't learned his lesson yet. He gonna learn after this, though. He was out there in them New York streets with this white girl, and she saw a little come through daddy text, and it didn't come from her, and went ape shit on his ass and called the law, and now he caught up in a whirlwind love affair. That's what's going on now with sisters. We would have seen that text, and we would have probably caught wreck too, but we wasn't going to call the law. You was going to have to buy us a Celine or something like that, and then it was going to be all right. Now, that's toxic, but that's facts. He messing with them white women. Hopefully, he learned. And I pray he didn't do it for real, though. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Celine must really be in style, but
it's on the.
I know what to get right for Christmas, goddamn.
No, I was just keeping up with the same what we were talking about before.
Oh no, that's funny though. I get it. No, but yeah, I don't know when us as black men will finally understand that the downfall of every great black man is the white woman. She is not your friend. She does not love you. She does not care about you. She is using you for one to two things. You know what I'm saying? Like, It is very bad. It is very bad when you go to a white woman for love and affection. You know what I'm saying? Because the moment you act out of character, other than what she wants you to act like, she is going to call the law. And what you think the law going to do? The law going to side with little Miss Mary Rose. You know what I'm saying? Little Miss Mary Rose is always going to have the side of the law on her back. You know what I'm saying? Jonathan Majors. And I knew something was going to happen because when he took that zesty-ass photo shoot, I didn't think this was going to happen, but I just knew something was going to happen. Because maybe somebody tried him, and he was like, nah, bro, I ain't playing that. Or, nah, bro, I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't roll with the punches, so then they had to get little Miss Mary Rose in the picture.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? to try to tarnish his name. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, yeah, that's what he did it with, too. Look at that. What you want? Back up on my phone, bitch.
Listen, I pray this the case is what he's saying it is, you know, because we want to have faith in our black men, right? Because, you know, we've rooted for this man. He's our new up and coming great legend. He's a young black man in America trying to make it. And one, on the other hand, you can't help who you love. And I will say, even though, you know, I ain't even going there tonight because I'm a little lit. I can't even articulate it the way I need to. So I'm going to leave that, what I was going to say alone. But.
Nah, bro, get it out. Say
that it ain't, but it is, and that the girl did false accuse him. And that the public, if it is true that he was falsely accused, that the public holds her accountable and lets him off the hook.
Bro, it is already, it's too late for that, Ray, because once when you falsely accuse a black man of something, especially of that nature, it's already over for him. His reputation has been tarnished. And then when it comes out that she is falsely accused this man, she is not going to have no repercussion, bro. That's the
fucked
up part.
They haven't even released her name. That's it. We don't know who she is. Well, Gossip in the City did release her picture, but that wasn't, you know, the big news sites didn't release her picture. But we know who she is.
But by face. They say they ain't telling her
that she's falsely accused. He looked like a pretty good fighter. In that picture that they just had up there, you look like a pretty good fighter to me. You look like you got a mean right. He looked like he got temper issues.
Well, that's what they're trying to say. I mean, temper issues.
He look like it here.
He was in a boxing movie. He has to have temper issues.
And if I'm not mistaken, the movie is called Creed 3. So I'm pretty sure Creed won. So that means that this nigga was the bad guy.
Yeah, he was. Creed 4 is crazy. And what I also say about that shot is, you know, they've been saying that he has, you know, a history of this thing as well. Now let me flip.
Oh, he won a 3-4. He knocked us smooth out.
He didn't do all that. I don't know. I wasn't there. Jonathan Majors, if you out here touching women, dog, and beating on women, bro, that's not good. And you deserves what comes to you, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping you ain't out here putting your hands on women. I want to root for you. You know what I'm saying? Besides that zesty shit you did, you know what I'm saying? You are a good actor and shit.
Putting his hands on the man?
Hold on, what?
You talking about when he was putting his hands on the man? We just want him to keep his hands to himself, period. If you don't want him to start touching men, because that's how that photo shoot started. Yeah. Dr. Majors, you keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah,
you don't touch nobody.
Message here. Yeah, stop touching people, bro. Leah, the movie is over with. You know what I'm saying? You done with the movie. bro, keep your hands to your damn self, man. If she over here tripping over a text message, you tell that bitch to get the fuck on through, bro, and I'm about to go holler at the bitch that just texted. Fuck her. Over here mad over a text message.
I'm a motherfucking sex symbol, bitch. You can't fuck with me.
Exactly. Do you see me, bitch?
Oh, that's what Jonathan she was?
No, that's what Jonathan Majors needs to be saying. Jonathan Majors need to be like, man, get down and lay down. Get down and lay down. Is you fucking with us or what?
While you playing, the news did say he had just bought her a purse. Yeah. She had been a prostitute. What's that, man? A Philly, a Silverton bag?
A Celion.
Hey, she just wanted a Celion.
She wanted a little Celion.
That's all. Hey. Yeah, the underlying story is he did not show up with the Celion.
Hey, but you know who did show up with a little bit of bump and grind? Chris Brown.
All right, Chris.
Chris Brown out here breaking up happy households and shit.
Chris Brown, man.
Sean, take us to it.
Well, first and foremost, Chris Brown nasty.
No,
because
wait. Intro, axe the bar.
Oh, my bad. I would take a shot. But this your baby's mama, sister, uncle, cousin, friend, baby mama from around the corner, low cousin friend who got knocked out by Debo. No, don't step on Stanley's grass. Friend. Favorite segment of the show, Ask the Bar. My laptop died.
Okay. Tonight's Ask the Bar is, if you take your significant other to a concert and the performer invites them on the stage and that said performer performs a sexual act, clothes are still on, with your partner, is that grounds to break up? Being that they may not have any actual access to said performer?
Shall I start this off?
Yes.
Hell to the fuck yes. First off, if I purchase these tickets, front row seats to Chris Brown concerts, I know it's not cheap, dog. If I purchase these tickets and we front row and this nigga invites you up to the stage, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm the type of person that's gonna see what you gonna do, you know what I'm saying? And if you take your ass up there, that's one thing, but this nigga over here hunching, bumping and grinding, and she got her head laid back looking like she in ecstasy and shit. Hey man, I know it's Chris Brown, bro, but we gotta have some integrity around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You willing to, if I brought you to the point to be my girl, you are willing to jeopardize everything that you went through to become my girl for a moment with Chris Brown?
What the fuck? Wait a minute.
What you mean?
What does she have to go through to
be my girl? I'm fucking with you, Larry.
I love
the way you articulated that.
You think the girl could just buy me a little $2,000 Celion purse and I'm good to go? Yeah, she give me a little Celion purse and that's it. Nah, bro, I got worth around here. And it might not be what Chris Brown worth, but it's goddamn on your level of worth if you my girl. You can't afford Chris Brown. Shawty. Look at this shit. Ridiculous, dog.
You know the bigger issue.
What's the big issue?
Because he do the same dance every time. You gotta freak them girls different. If you gonna be Chris Brown, you supposed to have dance moves. You can't do the same dance moves every time.
This ain't even
You can't get into it the same way every time, bro. You just can't. You just can't.
That's why we breaking up. That's why we breaking up. The bitch, you falling for the shit he did with another bitch.
You a recycled move. You falling for recycled moves.
Moves. You got this nigga doing recycled moves on you. Hey man, if you my shawty, bro, if you my shawty, dog, this is proper protocol. If you my shawty, right? If Chris Brown calls you up to the stage,
I'm supposed to say no,
right? No, you go up there. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as this nigga comes in close proximity, you tell that nigga to give you 6 feet, bro. I don't give a fuck who this nigga is. Because you're supposed to be coming home with me. You can go with Chris Brown if you want to. Your ass gonna be in the motherfucking streets, goddamn. In the streets. I'm trying to tell you. Chris Brown ain't gonna do what I've been doing for your ass. You can live a little fancy
world. That's what it's giving.
Raven, insecurities. Insecurities. Right. Yes. Okay, Raven. So you mean to tell me, Raven, so those dudes can be called up by riding your dude, pussy popping on the handstand.
Janet used to have her red velvet
vagina popping, on the handstand.
All men on stage, strap them up, gyrate on them, do all kind of stuff, put a titties in the face, put everything on them, all that. No, because, I mean, you're not leaving with Janet. It's a fantasy fulfilled. If you buy your woman front row tickets to see Chris Brown. One, you clearly know that she's an ultimate fan to buy her that. Two, you know you risk the chance of that if he pulls people on stage, if she's in the front row, she's going to be pulled on stage. Three, clearly y'all saying he does the same dances every time. So he's just belly rolling on her. That's it. He did all the dry humping and all that stuff on the floor. He just belly rolled on the girl for 0.5 seconds. Janet, Rihanna, like this young lady Ashley Henderson just said, Tiana Taylor, they give full lap dances. Destiny's Child brought Magic Johnson, Terrence Howard, and Tyler Perry on the BET Awards stage.
They did not bring no Tyler Perry. It was like Nelly or somebody.
Oh,
you know, Tyler Perry ain't getting no lap dance unless it's a man. Let's stop that now.
They gave Magic Johnson a lap dance. They gave Magic a lap dance, is what you're saying.
Magic was definitely married, and I think Terrence was married. And if it was Nelly, then
Magic might have had that thing coming through the pants. He might need to wear a condom to give him a lap dance.
Perform, cater to you, to them. You think Cookie was pressed about Magic with Beyonce?
The Magic got down. All right, I'm gonna stop. That's where I'm drawing my lines. That's where I'm drawing my lines at. Right. What I'm saying is, this is principle.
If you don't have readily access to these people, these are regular working class Americans. Chris Brown wasn't going home with that girl. And here's the thing: if Chris Brown could take your woman home, then yes, you have every right to leave her. But he can definitely bring her on stage and do a little body roll. His pants were big as hell too, so it's not like she was feeling it through it.
You can get up there and 1-2 step with this nigga. Fuck that. That's
not
point,
part of the show. He doesn't 1-2 step. He's not
Sierra. Raven, I don't give a fuck, Ray. This is the point right here. You do not have access to these motherfuckers. You are willing, because it's probably not even the fact that it's Chris Brown dancing. It's like the response. You know what I'm saying? Niggas calling me.
Hey, you got going on, Larry?
Get him out of here. Delete all that shit. Larry got it.
Oh,
yes, fellas, it's giving insecurity. because I would.
That's not insecure. That is respect. Because
the last thing is insecure.
If I'm not enough man for you to go crazy over, and you to say, oh my gosh, my man just gave me a lap dance, and Chris Brown could send you into this euphoria, but you go with Chris Brown.
Exactly.
And let him get you a silly call.
Go down and give a lap dance.
Exactly right, bro.
Huh?
What happened?
What'd you say?
Hey, Larry,
your truck yelling at us. You said, what'd you say, Raven?
I said, if you're going to play Take You Down and give a lap dance or perform that song for your girl, then I toss in my flag.
Exactly. And I'm not going to do the same dance moves every time.
Okay. Well, there it is.
Like, what?
Men
like, at the end of the day,
please, they're women.
Yeah. You don't think that's disrespectful, Raven? Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, Janet always switched it up. Janet popped a titty out one time for you.
Right. But so I'm going to be like pressed off of Janet popping her titty out? Like if that was...
That was probably the best Super Bowl.
It's a difference, man.
No, it's not a difference.
I can have you naked by the end of this song. Hey, but it is a difference between men and women. And there are some scenarios where you wouldn't be cool with your dude doing that kind of shit. You would not be cool with your dude gyrating on another female like that.
These people, no. In the club versus a concert is different. The club is a regular, everyday girl that you can see, that you have access to, some regular little basic chick. This is high. These are like celebrities who you'll never see again, who you'll never have access to again in this capacity. So no, it isn't.
Unless Chris Brown take you backstage and get your number real quick,
If Chris Brown can do all of that, then she was never yours anyway.
Listen, Okay.
I agree with that. But I also agree
they all for the streets, Larry.
Principle.
That's what they don't want here,
bro. What Raven is saying is, if you get a chance with a celebrity, motherfucker, you risk it all for that shit. You risk it all for that shit. I bet. I can play that. Niggas can play that game too, bro. You are out.
Blow like a window. Blow like a window.
Larry.
If you allow all that to happen, you out of here.
Larry, you said it best. There's different standards for men and women. And so, yeah, y'all want to play that game, but women play that game a little bit better than men.
They think they do. Until they're 35, 40 years old, goddamn, and ain't nobody fucking choosing their ass, nigga. Yeah, it's cool when you're young and cute, but time ain't on women's side. That thing y'all got fucked up. Time ain't on y'all side. That shit work against y'all like a motherfucker. When I'm 35, 40 years old, I can pull me a little 25-year-old little song. But I said, get her a little Lacey Leon purse.
We could pull the son.
Man, we ain't buying no children.
And the daddy. When they started, and the granddaddy. What are you talking about?
But the granddaddy still going to be able to bust a nut.
You know why that shit be capped, Ray? Yeah. Because niggas just be trying to fuck. They are not wifing bitches. They are just trying to fuck.
I'm talking about playing the same game you trying to play. We can play it.
So it's not about longevity.
Women just need to look good and walk outside.
That's my point. You want to see you play that game, man. Ain't nobody trying to play no game, man. Either you want to be with Chris Brown or you want to be with the game. Yeah, ain't nobody trying to play no game. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all want to get older, y'all want to play games. Y'all 18 and want to get married. Y'all get 30 and won't play games.
With her was not playing games. He was not playing games with her, bro. He was not playing games. He didn't bring her there for all that. He did not bring her there for all that. And first off, see, he a simp-ass nigga anyway, because I ain't buying these bitches no fucking front row seat Chris Brown ticket. Hey, you better enjoy this top balcony shit, bitch. See, that's what the fuck he tripping on. Because you can't be bringing these bitches to the front row.
You know what? You're right. And Raven, so now we on your side. Because you was trying to have her be seen. That's your fault.
That's your fault.
That's your fault. Wanted her to be seen. You wanted her to be real close.
You trying to show her something, and she done showed you something, nigga. Yeah, that she ain't fucking with you like that. At the moment that a nigga look like Chris Brown, and he got beat Chris Brown, nigga can look like Chris Brown. She gonna leave your ass.
Light skin with tan dance moves.
Yes. So you
gotta be light skin with tan dance moves.
You are so right. Women do play the game so much better when they get these sucker ass niggas to buy them front row seats to fucking Chris Brown, and then they dip off on the nigga. Fuck that shit. All you bitches getting back row, or we gonna pay per view this shit. Fuck that. You ain't going.
Yep, there it goes.
Close this out.
There's another episode of Bar Live Podcast, the podcast that probably won't live, probably because of Larry ass. But we want you to still subscribe,
rate, thanks, comment, rate, and review on all your DSP platforms.
And we'll see you here next time on the Bar Live Podcast, the podcast probably won't last.
We are.
I'm destined.